When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just get this thing out so I've got the. I think you should eat on the tape. I think I'm totally fine with there being crisp noises on the tape. I think it gives it that kind of real texture to it. Anyway, okay, let's do this.
This is a Manhattan bound B Express train. The next stop is Grand Street.
Mind the gap.
Welcome to Skylines, the City Metric podcast. I'm John.
And I'm Stephanie. Hello.
Hello, and you don't have a mouthful of crisp. That really sabotaged my whole plan for humiliating you.
We are in my office in Westminster.
Yeah, this is Skylines on tour. We're in the Prospect offices, which is exciting. We're in a very posh room. They have much posher offices than us, that's kind of unfair.
I mean, we share the building with other people, but it's true. I've come a long way from the days of the slot bucket.
We also share the building with other people, and our office is a terrible place.
Does it still smell kind of like disintegrating broccoli in the basement?
Oh, no. Did you not hear what happened with that?
Was that a hole in the ceiling?
Yeah, it turned out there was a leak. Like, we used to make jokes about that, and then the ceiling fell in. But they've fixed that now, so it doesn't smell anymore.
He's so that's getting something. All the top news on City Metric.
Now. Yeah. Anyway, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
How's your 2017 been?
Politically bad, personally actually kind of okay, so I'm mostly feeling guilty about that. How's yours been?
It's been all right. It's been like, I was trying to think of like interesting things that happened this year, or at least interesting things I'm going to discuss in the bloody podcast that have happened this year. And there were surprisingly few. It's just like, I seem to have written quite a lot.
You have written a lot.
I was just going through the archives, like finding things to shamelessly re-promote, and it's like, well, I've done quite a lot this year, actually. But none of it's, I don't think I've set the world alight with anything. I've just kind of like, it's been volume rather than quality, I feel.
You did do one slightly controversial article a few weeks ago. Did you want to talk about that?
Do you want to talk? Okay, I think I know the one you mean.
This is imperialist Elledge over here.
Okay, now hang on. So, like, I wrote a piece about, I mean, I really hope this is the one you mean, and I haven't just been like conquering countries and then forgetting about it. But I wrote a piece about what the collective name for the archipelago off the northwestern coast of Europe, which contains the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland, should be called collectively. Because often this is something that comes up. I used to write about finance. It's often been treated as like, you know, in the same way there'll be like, you know, a Benelux specialist, there'll be a UK and Ireland specialist, or it's geographically, it's a single thing. But politically, not so much. And I've got in trouble with this before, so I thought I'd write a piece about teach the controversy.
See, I was quite interested because it kicked off over a headline you wrote, didn't it?
An Irish writer called Kate Birmingham did a piece for us in which her starting premise was Dublin has a better quality of life than any other city in these collection of islands.
In these isles, yeah.
And I unthinkingly put the British Isles in the headline, because to my mind, that was an uncontroversial term. If you haven't come across the controversy and you've not been forced to live with the legacy of colonial oppression in Ireland, it's not necessarily something you're gonna think of as remotely controversial. Like the number of people, not all of whom are sort of, you know, nasty right-wing arseholes who are saying, why can't we just call them the British Isles, was kind of indicative of the fact that people don't necessarily realise there is even a controversy here, right?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where if you go through the British school system as we did, you don't necessarily learn about Ireland at any point in that process. And so you don't learn, for instance, that, you know, most years of the famine, Ireland was still a net exporter of food and other horrifying facts. But no, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that specific example because I definitely saw reading it how it was a little, to an Irish reader, a little bit sort of these lands that we have conquered, your village, the Irish people, is the finest. But no, I thought you did a very good job of rephrasing it and saying it's better than anywhere in the UK. But it's a controversial thing, and it's you do still have some Irish politicians who say British Isles. I looked, and it is still sometimes used in the Dáil.
It is the sort of standard. This is one of the problems
with
fighting against
it. It is kind of the official
geographic
term. Isn't
it's
it?
Just what yeah. In it's, a just, lot it's, of it's used internationally. Like the French name for the islands is Les Îles Britanniques.
So yeah, and even I mean in Irish they would say Ireland and Great Britain, or I think it's Ireland and Great Britain or Ireland and the Island of Britain. I'm trying to remember now, but or they would say they're islands of the Northwest Atlantic. So Dineen, who's the kind of lexicographer of the 1920s Irish language, uses Western European Isles, I think. But yeah, so there are kind of various. Iona is another one, islands of the North Atlantic.
But this is the problem you run into is like, so there were basically two overwhelming responses to this piece, one of which is one I already mentioned, is people going, they're the British Isles, what's your problem? Why are you problematizing this? And the other one was people saying, duh, it's. And then a completely unrecognisable term.
See,
and there's not even a single unrecognisable term. There's lots of these different ones, none of which have really become established as, like, the alternative label. And that's quite difficult to negotiate.
Yeah, see, I think these isles is relatively well established, but you're right, there's context in which these isles is confusing, particularly if you're writing from outside these isles, about these isles.
Or, like, you know, we pop up on Google outside these isles, so, like, you know, if, yeah, if someone's
you
reading this in Kabul,
through,
it's like,
yeah,
which isles are we talking about here?
But it is one of those things where I think, and I think the way you got around it by talking about the UK was quite clever, in that normally there is a way to rephrase it, and it's just, I suppose, one of those courtesy things, but yeah, I avoid the term British Isles when I possibly can.
I do now, but mostly because I've been shouted. The other problem, and like this is another thing I've thought about a lot this year, is the British population is much, much bigger, right? Like, it's not just a little bit bigger, it's like an order of magnitude bigger. So, like, there is kind of a trade-off where you're thinking, well, let's use the less recognisable term for the vast majority of the people who'll be reading this to not offend a small number. And that's, I'm not saying, you know, I think you should do that, but I'm saying that does complicate it. And then another thing I wrote this year is about the problem of, like, you know, was it some fringe event that kept getting hijacked by the Hereford Liberation Movement or whatever it's called? It was like some tiny group of people popping up in Labour fringe meetings saying, don't forget Herefordshire. And the problem is, from the point of view of the Labour Party, there are quite good reasons for forgetting about Herefordshire, because there's about 8 people who live there and none of them vote Labour. So it's really difficult to, like, on the one level, you kind of don't want to say to people, sod off. But on another level, it's like, this is not the priority in this meeting about urban poverty, is it? It's like, it's kind of difficult to negotiate those things where you have, like, very small populations compared to very big ones.
If you want to send your angry tweet about, you know, John comparing Herefordshire to decades of cruelty and hunger under British colonialism, he's at John Elledge, _
Okay, I might
Twitter.
Cut this bit.
You can just send that straight to him.
No, it was a segue. I'm not saying, of course it's not comparable. I'm just saying, like, but the point that, like, so another thing that annoys me, and these guys can bugger off because they were, like, the architects of imperialism, not its victims, is, like, when you get Scots nationalists going, oh, you know, Scotland, like, why is London getting all the attention? I thought, well, okay, London getting too much attention is a major problem, but another part of the UK that gets an amount of attention disproportionate to its population is Scotland, which has half as many people as London does living in it. And it's like, they don't like it when you point out there are more people in London than there are in Scotland. Please don't repeat me.
If you happen to be based in, you know, Aberdeen, tear yourself away from shouting at seagulls and shout at John instead. You're now going to embarrass and degradate me. Could you have a quiz for me?
I have. Well, last Christmas you did me a quiz, so I've returned the favour.
I did you a quiz.
Yeah, I've got...
On the very next day. Okay.
Okay. So it's about... there's assorted questions. There's several different rounds. I said I wasn't going to do lots of questions, but then I accidentally did, so...
Okay.
First up, we have the Manchester round.
Oh. Okay.
Question one, what does the name Manchester actually mean?
Chester means camp. Is it a camp of a group of men, manus, hand?
No, you're right on the Chester, but you're almost exactly wrong on the... It comes from the Latin name Mamucium, which is believed to come from a Latinization of a Brittonic name, either mam, meaning breast, and therefore a hill shaped like a breast, Or from Mother, which may have been a local river goddess. But anyway, it's possible that Manchester means the fort of the hill shaped like a breast.
I think I've seen that episode of Curry.
So yeah, it's like, well, I feel like I'm really on tour offending people with Dan Ireland, with Scotland,
with Hertfordshire.
Okay, question two. If you wanted to get a tram to Old Trafford, as I believe you do.
I have done that, yeah.
What would the destination blind on that tram say? I'm assuming you're starting in central Manchester.
I would get one towards Media City UK and get a Fitzalford Keys and walk from there, probably.
Okay, I mean, there is an Old Trafford tram stop. I was really basing this on the tram stop called Old Trafford.
Right,
if you're going to do some complicated thing going...
I'd want to go to the Sporters Pub on the way. Anyway, that is what I would do.
The Old Trafford tram stop is on the Altrincham branch.
Okay, yeah. No, you could also get the tram to Altrincham, but I would head to... Anyway, it's fine.
There are 10 boroughs in Greater Manchester, which three are not served by any Metrolink trams?
By any Metrolink trams?
Well, one of them is quite literally borderline. There are two that are not served at all. There is a third where the tram gets quite close to the border but doesn't quite cross.
Oh. No, you know what? I'm not going to know the tram line because it's been too long since I've lived there.
Okay.
Go on.
Wigan and Bolton, which are both like quite a long way away.
I don't even think of those as being Manchester. Go on.
Stockport is the borderline one.
Yeah, see, I think you can get the tram to Stockport.
East Didsbury is just over the border, so...
Right, okay.
Okay, question four. Which is better, Manchester or Birmingham?
Manchester.
Yep, that's correct. Question five. Which is better, Manchester or Liverpool?
Manchester.
Oh, I'm afraid you got that one wrong.
Based on what?
It's the answer I've got written down.
You wrote the answer down?
Anyway, round two.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, we've been talking about the North. This is a round of... I don't know how many of these I'm going to do, but this is a round of questions where you have to tell me which of these two cities is the furthest north.
Oh, God, we did this at quiz once. Okay.
This is literally from a City Metric quiz post.
I will
let you know that when I was checking these answers and redoing the quiz, I got 3 out of 10.
Okay.
And was snarked at by my 2015 self, who sent me a message reading, "Wow, were you holding the map upside down?"
Okay.
I might not do all 10, but okay. Which is further north, Tokyo or Los Angeles?
Oh, they're international. Los Angeles.
No, Tokyo. Vancouver or Marseille?
Marseille.
No, Vancouver. Hong Kong or Dubai?
Hong Kong.
No, Dubai. You see the problem here. These are quite hard.
But I'm deliberately going for the one that feels like a trick.
I think my former self kind of foresaw that we would do this.
The strategy would come up. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'll only do a couple more. Question four. Madrid or New York?
New York.
Yes, but only by 17 miles.
Is it really?
Yeah, which is, I mean...
It's
like,
very small.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically about the same...
It's like how Glasgow is on the same latitude as Moscow or something like that. Almost. Anyway,
that's not one of the ones I've got written down. But you got one. That's good. All right, we'll do one. Berlin or London?
I want to say London.
No, it's Berlin, 70 miles north.
Berlin's
down
the
earth
curved? Is that the trick?
Well, not according to the Flat Earth Society, who have members all over
the place. I'm actually a subscriber to that. Okay, go on, next round.
You got 1 out of 5. I got 3 out of 10 when I did it, so... I'm better than you.
Okay. I could have got all of the rest of the 5 right. Anyway.
When we were talking about this quiz, you did say I demand at least 5 questions about monorails, so...
Yeah, I didn't mean it, though. All right, go on.
What is the closest city to London with a significant monorail as part of its public transport system?
A significant monorail as part of...
I mean, like, a monorail you might actually use
the
rather
O2.
Than... No. I've got a cable car. Where'd you get that from? Also, since when is the O2 a city?
Thorpe Park.
City. You know what a city is, right? Like, how long have you been doing this podcast?
I don't know. Go on, tell me.
Okay, well, actually, there's two about the same. They're quite close to each other. There's Dortmund.
Okay.
Or there's Wuppertal.
Oh, you love Wuppertal.
Which I do, yeah. It's the hanging one. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Okay. Question 2. What does the word monorail mean?
Is it a single rail, it runs on one rail.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's quite...
I felt like it was going to be like Manchester and you're going to tell me actually it's...
No,
you know,
no, actually
testicles
it means...
or something. No. Go on.
Question three. Is there a chance the track could bend?
Yes.
The answer I've got written down is actually not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What?
Question four. What about us brain-dead slobs? Have you not seen this episode of The Simpsons?
I don't watch The Simpsons.
How have you never seen Marge versus the Monorail?
I don't know.
It's like, it's amazing. I mean, like, this whole section is not... I was just going to read out the lyrics of the song, and, like, anyway. There's a whole song. There's a Monorail song. It's great. It's one of the best episodes they ever did. If you're listening to this, can you, like, tweet Steph to tell her how much she needs to see Marge versus the Monorail?
Oh, please don't.
It's really good. Okay. Quick fire tube round. Which bit of the tube opened first?
Oh, my God. The Metropolitan Line. Is that right?
Yeah, but which specific stretch?
The old stops. Gate Line? No, I don't know. Sorry.
It's Farringdon to Baker Street.
Farringdon to Baker Street, and it's the American guy, isn't it? Sorry, go on.
No, he didn't build that one.
Did he build the 1930s?
You're thinking
what?
Of Charles Tyson Yerkes.
Yeah.
Who built a bit of the Northern Line, a bit of the Piccadilly.
But he's why we call them cars, not carriages, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, he also stopped a lot of lines from getting built. He's like, it was quite a nasty piece of work in his way. He's like, anyway, all the stations that have kind of those red shiny tiles, that's one of his. Okay. What branch of the Northern Line is Mornington Crescent on?
Nobody knows that.
Everybody knows that. I don't think you're really like, I mean, I'm disappointed that you're...
I don't go that far north. Which branch of the Northern Line is... is it north of Kentish Town on that bit?
No, it's south of Camden Town on the West End branch.
Okay.
Which lines is Upton Park on?
I'm slightly reassured that I'm worse at this than the Mancunian round, by the way.
I mean, that is... These are, it's District and Hammersmith and City, but if you're struggling with the easy,
I was going to say District, and then I was like, I'm not sure. Okay, Upton Park. Because Upton Park is closed a lot. Upton Park is closed.
I mean, what? Well, even now they've moved the football ground.
Oh, maybe not now.
Because now it's at Stratford. So,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That new stadium's terrible, by the way. You're miles away from the pitch.
Okay. There is this question is. I did also ask for reader contributions, so we're kind of edging towards that section now. This one was provided by Jem Collins. There are seven stations on the tube map with names of countries in them. Can you name any of them? I won't ask for all seven. I'll tell you all seven, but
with names of countries in them.
Yeah.
Canada Water.
Yep. Remember, it's on the tube map, so it's not just tube stations.
Yeah. Oh, right. Seven stations on the tube map.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. It's a tricky question, but it is a fun question.
I really struggled with this. I got like four of them really
I feel like if I sat down for half an hour, I would really enjoy doing this. But
there's a couple on the DLR. I'll give you that.
Oh, I don't hit the DLR very much.
Do you actually not live in London? Do you like? Do you ever leave? Like, do you just exist on like
West
the bus
India
between
Key.
Your? Yes,
I do. Basically, just yeah. The 453 is my true home. God, I hate it. West India Key, West India Docks.
West India. There's an East India.
East India Docks. Sorry.
Confusingly, it's just East India, not West.
Is it just East India? Okay, but that's
further up the line. You've got Cyprus.
Oh, of course you do. But that's where East India Youth is from, isn't it? The musician.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah,
of that.
I believe that's true.
There's
a South London one.
Is it on the Ginger Line?
Yeah, it is.
Is it south of New Cross?
No. I mean, it's west of there. It's on the bit that goes around to Clapham Junction.
Oh, I won't know it then.
I've just had a sudden horror that this isn't making good radio.
Okay,
Denmark Hill was that one.
Denmark Hill.
Right up in the north, you've got Turkey Street.
I like that.
Yeah. And this one's the controversial one because it's not the official name, it's just what people think it is. But Holland Park.
What's the actual name?
No, I mean, it's actually Holland Park. I mean, the country is the Netherlands.
Oh, I was like, what is the actual name of Holland Park Tube? But okay.
There's like a number of provinces in the Netherlands, maybe seven, but I might have just made that up. But like.
How many of them have
two of them are called Holland. There's like North Holland and South Holland, I think.
Okay.
But the rest of them are called different things, but we just call them Holland for some reason. I've never understood whether you know about football. Why is the football team Holland when the country isn't?
I don't know.
Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, before we move on, what's weird about West India Key?
you can always get on there, but you can't disembark.
That's wrong, but it's wrong in the right kind of way. Some southbound trains skip it. There's a bypass.
If
you're coming, I think it's Bank to Lewisham services in rush hour, when it gets a bit crowded, they kind of go on this track that kind of, you can just see the station whiz past. It's a bit...
That's quite fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those bits where it really feels more like a ride than an actual bit of urban transport infrastructure. Okay, we're moving into the last round. You're not doing great, I'm not going to lie to you. I mentioned we'd had a question from Gem Collins, so these are contributions also from Twitter. Richard Gadsden asks, which English city other than London have Eurostar trains run to?
I know they run through Ashford in Kent. Is it that they used to run to another city?
He's phrased that quite carefully.
Have they run to?
Which English city other than London have Eurostar trains run to?
Oh, so it's somewhere on the HS1.
No, apparently they use the trains on the Great North Eastern to Leeds for a while.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that is quite interesting.
But you can get from there to Paris, so... someone who I have no idea if this is actually his name or just what he calls himself on Twitter. I'm not even sure if this is a name, but Zetetic Elench.
Okay.
Asks, which train station is named after a novel by Sir Walter Scott?
Edinburgh Waverley.
Yes. See, if we chuck books in, you get better. I should have just asked questions about books and trains. This, I don't know why he thought this was a good idea, but Joshua Osborne said, here's a question to annoy Stephanie. How many staircases are there in Hogwarts?
I don't know.
I mean, I was kind of hoping that this was someone you knew trolling you in a specific way, like, rather than just like a strange person on the internet.
300?
Apparently 142.
Okay. Yeah.
So you haven't like encountered Joshua Osborne and had a lengthy row about the number of... There isn't a story here.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks, Josh.
It does sound like the kind of thing I would do on the internet, but I don't remember that specific.
Adam Cobb asks, why is Metrolink so bloody unreliable compared to trams in any other city?
They don't like the look of you. I don't know.
He didn't actually provide an answer. That's as good an answer as we're going to get. And lastly, from
stop paying the fare. Just get on match day. You'll feel better. Anyway, go on.
You know, during... the last day of Tory conference, when I got sick of being in rooms full of Tories, I didn't leave Manchester. I instead just like sat on trams with my laptop and did my job on trams around Manchester. What's even more tragic is I got off at Media City to kind of have a look at the Ship Canal, because you talked about the Ship Canal.
The Ship Canal is quite cool. There's also a booth there, so you can get butter pies. There's a booth in Media City.
What's a butter pie?
A pie with just potato, butter and onion in it. They're really delicious.
Oh, so it's not just... I mean, like, that does sound nicer than, like, just butter, which is why I was thinking...
No, it's not like you bite into it and it's just melted butter. Yeah, I mean... would still eat that.
That would be... I don't know. I think... I do wonder if there's such a thing as too much butter.
Last time I was in Manchester, I took the tram out to Oldham to go and watch Oldham versus Blackburn Rovers. No, Oldham versus... The other ridiculous team my boyfriend supports. Anyway, it was really good fun. Good tram journey.
I like the trams. I was in Vienna the other week. They have better trams.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are they reliable?
They are quite reliable, but that's not... it's really difficult to work out why I preferred them, but they're like... Like, you know the way almost all the trams in this country are basically like tiny trains?
Yeah.
Whereas in a lot of European cities, there's something slightly different.
They've kind of made the tram its own form.
Yeah, it's kind of... They're sort of... slimmer, and they kind of, I don't know, but Vienna has awesome trams. And
to be honest, John, this means nothing to me.
The last question from my boss, Helen Lewis, your former boss, is the DLR a tube?
It's on the tube network, but it's not a tube line.
Okay, you're sticking to a consistent line on that.
I do have a consistent line on
that. So if 2017 has given us nothing else, it has given us a definitive answer to that question.
Thank you for coming over, John.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.